And I speak to you in God's holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Our gospel today is the beginning of the calling of the community by Jesus of people to follow him, to learn more about following God, and to be part of the new community of light, the community of love. In a way, this is the beginning of who we are, because people who followed Jesus called others to follow Jesus, and they in turn called others, and eventually, over the centuries, the call came to us. And here we are. We are followers in the same tradition as being called here, and that we've had recorded in Matthew's Gospel. And it is important to remember that we are part of the called community of God, that Jesus came to proclaim the good news that God loves us. And this good news has reached us at various times in our lives, from when we were infants all the way through, and we have responded, and here we are. And now it's our opportunity to also respond to the call and to receive the gift, the holy mystery of the presence of God in our lives. As we have heard it and as we have received it, we also have the opportunity to pass it on. When I was in seminary, we had an old preacher. I went to college, actually, a university, with his daughter, Mary, Archdeacon Tatton. He was a great old guy, a real character with a wry sense of humor. Oh, if I told you some of his jokes. Anyway, all I could do is laugh as I think of them. But he came to us as students and he said, boys, and of course in those days, there were no women. There was a woman, but he had trouble acknowledging her. We knew she was there, and she became one of the first ordained priests in the Anglican Church as a woman, Brenda Shipton. Brenda was a classmate. But he only addressed us, and we chided him afterwards, actually, because we said, no, this is not fair. Brenda's here, too, and she's definitely not a boy. But anyway, he said to us, the quote is, boys, you are called to be fishers of men. He read this scripture. He said, not keepers of aquarium. And don't forget it. So despite his sexist remark, there's truth in what he said. We are called to be fishers of people. And that call is to us today. And that's what's underneath the book study. We are called to reach out to people who don't have faith, who don't know Jesus, who don't know that God is love and that God resides in each and every one of us. And sometimes I worry that 50 years from now, there won't be people who respond well to God. There's a lot of people who are turning their backs, who don't think it's relevant. In this province of British Columbia, if you take all the people of all faith groups, not just Christians, but include the Jews, the Muslims, the Shintoists, the Native First Nations people, their Aboriginal spirituality, the Wiccans, and every other faith group you can think of that has an acknowledgement of a divine power and a divine mystery in their lives, if you put us all together across the province, less than half the province's population would be with us in that group. Think of that. I mean, you think when you go to Abbotsford, you're in the belt buckle of the Bible Belt because of all the churches on Clearbrook Road? Well, it should be double that. There's something going on. The message about the loving God that resides in each and every one of us and loves the creation that we are called to look after, that message is not getting there. I expect that all of us have family members or friends who say, I don't know why you bother going to church. I don't know why you bother having a belief in God. That's crazy. How can you do that? We are not proclaiming the message in a way that people are able to hear it. God loves all of God's creation. We are all loved, but so is everyone else. But we need to help get that message. That call to follow Jesus, that message has to resonate and be given out in a way that modern people can hear. And have them, help them understand that the way that the belief has been presented in the past may have helped in the short term, some people maintain church, but in the long term, is really corrosive. Unfortunately, the church, not the Anglican church, not other parts of the Christian church, but a lot of the church has had their message built on sand. And Jesus called that the message should be built on a rock. And the rock is on a true presentation of Jesus. And this book study that we're entering into is designed to help us all learn how to articulate about the truth and the rock of Jesus and to proclaim that truth to a skeptical world in a way that they will hear and respond to. Now, not all will. It's never been all. But more will. The statistics are starting to come out. And we have a census in the United States and a census in Canada coming up in the next 2 years. And those results are going to be shocking to a lot of people. Because the numbers that were of belief was at this percentage point and it's going to drop even further. That's the statistical projection. And we have to stop the fall. And I believe that the modern Anglican church has got the message that people can adapt to and cling to and walk with and feel fed by. And we have to be prepared to help push that message, proclaim that message in a way that's easily understood and that people can resonate with, who have walked away from the church. Those of us who came with these spiritual images of the holy mysteries and feel content and comfortable, we're not affected by this. This is not that you somehow are imperfect in your faith. Your faith is great. I'm pleased to be here with you. I'm honored to be here with you. I am warmed by your love and your face of love for each other is remarkable. It's great. And we are celebrating the Eucharist this morning, known as the Holy Mysteries, that we know there's a real, alive presence of God in each and every one of us. And that alive presence of God is love, the symbol of the bread, broken for us, for God's love given to us, and the wine poured out, God's love poured out for us, which we have in within us after we've received the Eucharist, that is an alive, empowering, hopeful message and reality. But a lot of folks don't have that. And a lot of folks have had the gospel message, the good news, portrayed to them in a way that they say, I can't receive it. Well, I hope that through the next 9 weeks, and then we're going to go through it again a couple more times over the next year while I'm here, that you will have a better language base to be able to sit down with your grandson who says, Grandpa, why do you bother going to church? That's old-fashioned stuff. You'll be able to say, well, son, tell me about the God you don't believe in. And then I'll tell you about the God I believe in. And be able to present your truth in a way that your grandson can hear it, or your granddaughter, or your neighbor or your neighbor's kid in a way that will give them hope. I'm sure we're all appalled to see how many people are using drugs and dying with overdoses. People are using all kinds of contrivances to fill the emptiness in their lives. But the emptiness in their lives does not have to be this artificial intake of substances. We can fill it with the Holy Spirit and the love of God and the sense of God's presence and purpose, which gives us life, gives us joy, gives us hope, gives us strength in the face of things that seem insurmountable. And I mean, kids are facing stuff that we never faced. When we were 14 years old, did you think that you had to consider, I'm not going to have a child because there won't be a life for that child? We never thought about that. The biggest thing, I don't know about you guys, but for me, growing up in Quebec, was to think about the atomic bomb. And we're worried about that. And strontium 90 and milk. And stuff like that. But that's nothing to compare with the idea that the planet will be no more. So we have to help our young people. And this study is designed to do that. It's not to say or to criticize or to judge the faith that brought us here together today. I rejoice with you in the fact that we know that God is love. And so I pray today that as we receive the sacrament, the sign of God's love poured out for us and being alive in us, that we will be energized and that we will support those who are in the study as they study, and those of us who are not yet in the study may think about doing it again another round. For we are here to build up the church, to bring light to darkness in the world. And may God energize and bless us as we journey forward. Amen.